Hallelujah.
It is good to see you all again.
很高兴见到大家.
I was just going to say something that I think all of us believe, or maybe almost everybody in the room, that Christ is the victor and he has risen. And if you agree with me, you can just say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And hallelujah is the same in both languages, right?
Yeah. Hallelujah. 中文英文都是一样的。
Okay, I wanted to read a scripture, several scriptures, but to start with, there's a scripture in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 26.
我们先读一段圣经在哥林多前书15章第6节。
So I think for part of our time, we will slowly go through some Bible verses, but before we pray, there's a verse that's on my heart, and it's a little bit of an odd verse.
在我们祷告之前，我想读一些经节，这个经节好像有点特别。
So 1 Corinthians 15, verse 26.
哥林多前书15章26节。
The last enemy that is destroyed is death.
灭尽了所毁灭的仇敌，最后的仇敌就是死。
Yeah, the last enemy that is destroyed is death.
最后要所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
Or in my translation, it says, the last enemy that is annulled is death.
或者它的翻译版本就是跟我们中文是一样的，灭尽了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
Let's pray together.
让我们一同来祷告。Lord,
we stand here by faith, believing on you as our risen Lord.
主，我们站立在这里，靠着相信你是我们的复活的主。
You've placed your life within us believers. Lord, we pray right now that you would strengthen that life inside.
主，你把你的生命放在我们这些信的人的身上，求你让刚强你自己的这个生命。
Bring out your resurrection life inside of us, Lord, as we fellowship.
当我们交通的时候，但愿你复活的生命能够显现活出来。
Lord, we pray that there wouldn't be any touch of death upon our thoughts or upon our emotions or our hearts, but this time would be free by your victory.
主，我们求在我们的心意、我们的思想当中没有任何死亡的工作，但这段时间能够带出你的得胜。We
worship you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们是奉靠耶稣基督的名，我们来敬拜你。Amen.
So we'll read a couple of the verses that include that scripture that we read, so we can see the context and talk about it a little bit.
我们再会读出几段其他的圣经，然后可以在我们刚才所读的圣经中给背景。
So I'm going to go back to verse 20.
我们到20节回来。
And this whole chapter of chapter 15 has a lot of variety of notes on the principle or the concept or the reality of resurrection.
哥林多前书15章这里有很多的关于复活的记述。
And he's been talking to them that there must be a resurrection of us if Christ rose from the dead.
他告诉我们说，如果基督从死里复活，那么我们是也会从死里复活。
If we're not going to be risen from the dead, if we're going to stay dead, then Christ did not rise from the dead.
如果我们不从死里复活的话，那么基督也没有从死里复活。So
that's his argument that's going on, and he's really connecting our resurrection with the resurrection of Christ in a strong way.
这里就是保罗在这里所要讲述的这个逻辑，他就讲到我们的复活跟主耶稣的复活是紧密的相连的。Okay,
so verse 20 says, But now Christ is raised from among the dead, the first fruits of those fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also resurrection of those that are dead. For as in the Adam all die, thus also in the Christ all shall be made alive. But each in his own rank, the first fruits Christ, then those that are the Christ's at his coming. Then the end, when he gives up the kingdom to him who is God the Father, when he shall have annulled all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign until he puts all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that is annulled is death.
20节到26节，但基督已从从死里复活，成了碎了之人出熟的果子。死，是既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。 在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活，但个人是按着自己的次序复活。初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候，那些属基督的，再后末期到了，那时基督将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神。因为基督必要做王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他脚下，尽末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
Now Christ is raised from the dead, and he's the first one. He's the first fruit.
Oh, that's where they are. Yeah. Oh, you need one? No. Sorry. You repeat?
Christ rose from the dead, like it says, and he's the first one to rise from the dead like this. He's the first fruit.
So, 基督他是初熟的果子，他是第一个从死里复活。
The first fruit in farming, it's when you get the crop a little bit early, but it lets you know the rest of it's going to work.
初熟的果子在我们在农场的时候做发现的时候，它会一开始成熟，告诉你收庄稼，所有庄稼成熟就要来了。
And so everything that happened to our Lord Jesus is going to happen to the rest of us. He is the first fruit of the rest of us.
所以在主耶稣身上所发生的，就对我们所有的人都要发生，它是我们初熟的果子。
And then he describes how it works with mankind, because one man brought in death to everyone, Adam.
他就解释了整个的人类所发生的事情，就是一个人，就是亚当，把人都带进了死。
And then it's also by one man,Everyone can be raised from that death, all who believe in him.
但是也借着一个人，所有相信他的人都会从死里复活。
So there's a comparison, and this happens a lot. There's a comparison with Adam and him bringing in death, and then Christ and him bringing in life forever.
所以这里面就有很清楚的一个对比，就是亚当带进了死，然后还有是主耶稣基督他带进了复活。
So then finally, he sets up his kingdom and he starts, as he brings in his return and he starts to set up his kingdom, he defeats enemy after enemy after enemy.
然后当主要再来的时候，他设立他的国度的时候，他就胜过一个又一个的仇敌。
Now the defeat of death first happened with Christ. He rose from the dead and defeated death.
胜过死亡首先就在基督身上。开始的，他从死里复活，胜过了死亡。
And what I mean by that is he defeated it in himself. His spirit, soul, body, death did not touch him and could not hold him.
然后就是说他的里面胜过了死亡，自己的里面胜过了死亡，所以死亡不能够再拘谨他。
And then currently he's defeating death in us.
现在他也在我们里面胜过这个死亡。
So this is a current battle going on.
这是现在所发生的征战。
But to just consider for a minute, there's many enemies of Christ that will be defeated in the end.
我们就再重复一下，在末了的时候，基督很多的仇敌，他都胜过这些仇敌。
When he first comes back, there's a great battle of Armageddon, and he defeats the Antichrist and his armies, and all these armies of angels, and Satan gets locked up.
然后当他再来的时候，在阿米吉多顿战争的时候，他会胜过那敌基督，然后胜过那撒旦，然后要把撒旦捆绑。
And basically there, he has defeated the world system, he's defeated the enemy like religion, and he's defeated all of the powers that the Antichrist would bring together.
他就胜过了世界这个系统，胜过了撒旦，胜过了仇敌所建立的这一切。
Then as he has this kingdom reign, at the end of it,He lets out the enemy angel that led many other angels, Satan. He lets him out for a short time so that he can defeat him.
然后在最末了的时候，他让那些堕落的天使好像要释放他们一段时间，这样他就能够将他们全部的击败。
And so Satan gathers armies of humans together for one more battle, and the humans get destroyed by fire, but Satan himself is taken and thrown into the lake of fire for eternity, and he is destroyed forever.
然后在最末了的征战的时候呢，那些撒旦那个财经天使被放出来之后，有一些人类会和撒旦一起来跟基督和他的天使来征战，然后但最后的时候那些敌仇敌会被毁灭，然后撒旦会被扔在火湖当中永远的。
He must have said extra stuff. So, if you're like me, you would think that Satan going into the lake of fire, the Antichrist going into the lake of fire, all of the angels that fell into the lake of fire, all of the humans are all dead that are rebellious, all the enemies are gone.
对，他就讲到说。 所有那些撒旦被扔到火湖当中，敌基督被扔到火湖当中，所以跟随他们天使扔到火湖当中，还有所有那些跟随撒旦的那些人类也都消失了，他所有仇敌都消失了。But
there's one more enemy, and this enemy is called death.
然后还有一个最后的仇敌就是死。I
just found this fascinating in the scripture, like the last enemy that he's going to defeat is death, not Satan.
我就发现在这里很有意思，最后他所要胜过的一个仇敌是死，不是撒旦。Is
the biggest enemy the Antichrist or Satan? I don't know, but the last of all enemies to be destroyed is death.
我就觉得很奇妙，那最大的仇敌是敌基督呢，还是说是死呢？但我觉得很有趣，这里讲到最后一个仇敌是死。Now
on the cross of Christ, he basically crushed the head of that serpent, that ancient serpent Satan.
在十字架上，主胜过了那古蛇的头，撒旦的头。Yeah,
just like the old prophecy in Genesis 3, he crushed, even though he got bruised on his heel, he crushed the head of the serpent.
像在创世纪第三章里的时候，虽然他脚被蛇所伤，但是他却伤了蛇的头。And
in Revelation 20, it describes the final destruction of that serpent, that dragon Satan, and he goes into the lake of fire.
然后在启示录20章讲到最后，撒旦的被击败，他被扔到了火湖当中。Okay,
but after that, there's the destruction of death. And I want to read some of that. This is in Revelation 20.
在那之后就有讲到死是被最后一个击败的仇敌，在启示录20章我们。So
toward the end of chapter 20, it describes a great white judgment throne, and that is a judgment of dead humans.
在启示录20章里讲到那个白色大宝座，他在那里审判人。They
are being emptied out from a place called Hades.
他们被从无底坑当中出来分开。阴间。
Okay, and that, so I'm going to start in verse 13, because I want us to see, like, this is a real place where the dead are being held right now, this place of Hades.
然后这里我们从第13节讲到，这里就讲到那个阴间，就是现在死亡的人在那里。So
it says, the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them.
在13节，于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人。Now
death and Hades are holding on to all of these humans that have died.
死亡和阴间就在那里，好像容纳着所有死去的人。
And so then, and that says they were judged according to their works, each of these people that were still in Hades.
他们都照个人所受的受审判。Okay,
now here's the triumph verse, which sometimes we may skip over. This is verse 14.
有的时候我们跳过14节，这里其实是那节得胜的经节。And
death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, even the lake of fire.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。Oh,
right after that, it describes again about the humans that had been in Hades. It says, if anyone's name was not found in the book of life, they also were cast into the lake of fire.
然后之后的15节讲到说，若有人的名字没有在生命册上，他就被扔到火湖里。That's
normally what I'm thinking about, is people being judged, and I think that's the main emphasis here, is the people are being judged according to their works, and then if their name's in the book of life, they will not perish, they will not go into the second death. They have passed out of death into life.
所以有的时候我常常理解就是说，那些在死亡的人数，如果他们的名字记在生命册上的话，他们就不会再扔到火湖当中，他们就不要经历第二次的死。So
as far as judgment goes, that's kind of the final judgment of humans also. It finishes everything.
所以从审判来说，那就是人类最终的审判，因为所有的事情都在那里结束了。But
something else is destroyed right at that time. Death and Hades are thrown into the lake of fire. This is the last of the enemies of the Lord.
然后但这里同时还发生了另一件事情，就是死亡和阴间也被扔在了火湖当中，这就是主他最后的仇敌。
So The lake of fire is called the second death. And one reason might be you can call it the second death because a human dies physically, but then if they don't believe in the Lord Jesus, they will die for eternity. That's the second death.
这里也讲到说这是第二次死，我们可以这样理解，当人肉身死的时候呢，是到了阴间，但是呢，当永远的死亡的时候，扔到了火湖当中。
But the second death is also the death of all of the Lord's enemies. Satan has gone there, the Antichrist has gone there, and then death itself goes into the second death. And so death dies in the second death.
但是第二次的死就是主他所有的仇敌，敌基督、撒旦都会被扔在火湖当中，甚至在第二次死当中，死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里。
This second death, what we commonly might call hell, this lake of fire, is not some creation by Satan, where he wants to bring all of the human souls to.
这里讲的这第二次的死，我们常常说好像像地狱一样，并不是说撒旦所创造的一个地方，他想把所有的人所都带到那里去。This
is the place that God created for Satan and his angels.
这是神为撒旦和那些堕落的天使所创造预备的。
So humans have a choice. They can follow Satan and his angels there, but it wasn't something that Satan created for the humans.
人可以选择跟随撒旦到那个火湖里去，但并不是说神创造的时候为着人所预备。If
you think of it in the way of the Lord defeating his enemies, you can see as the second death, it's God's means to destroy every bit of evil, every bit of sadness, every bit of death in that one place, the lake of fire.
所以我们看到那火湖是为神的仇敌所预备，所以那就是神要在火湖当中把所有的邪恶、所有的仇敌在第二次死当中都扔在了火湖当中，消灭掉。So
not only death was destroyed there, but the place that death would bring people to, the place called Hades, was also thrown into the lake of fire because there's no more need of Hades, because no one is ever going to die again.
不但是死亡被扔到了这火湖当中，而且包括阴间，因为在这之后不再有死亡，所以没有需要有阴间了。
I'm currently around a lot of new believers or about to be believers week after week.
在现在最近的时候，我常常在初信主的弟兄年轻人当中，或者是在还或者即将信主的人当中。
And then each week I'm with a lot of kids that are just learning about God and just learning the good news. And they have a lot of great questions.
每一天都有这些年轻人都有很多新的问题关于主的。
Something that keeps coming up though is a thought that the earth as it is right now is just how it's going to be. And that heaven is just in some cloudy place far away. And this is our case.
然后他们常常都有这样的一个想法，就是我们现在所在的地球，就是还是会这样的一个状况。然后天呢，我们讲的天呢，好像只是在天上某些地方，然后世界就会继续保持这样的状态。It's
one of the reasons why there's often a complaint in our hearts toward God of why this evil is happening, why death is happening, why sickness is happening. It's our complaint because we forget this is very temporary.
所以常常的时候，我们就会有这样的抱怨，就说为什么地上还有邪恶发生，有死亡发生，有疾病发生。And
I don't mean it's temporary for you because you're only going to live so long. I mean it's temporary for the earth.
但是这个只是一个暂时性的。我说这里意思暂时的意思呢，不是只说我们对我们的暂时的，我是讲说这个地球。For
many thousands of years, we've had a lot of death on this earth with humanity, and they've been going down into Hades, person after person. But there's a time when it all stops, on this earth, this physical earth.
在这个地球上已经有几千年了，有好多好多的人在地球上死亡，进到了阴间，然后呢，都是发生在这个地球上。And
so even the concept of God with heaven is to bring his far away third heaven down all the way to this earth and bring the new Jerusalem to touch the earth.
所以我这里我们讲到这样的想法，就是神把他天从三重天上带到了地上，然后让天来到地上。So
I want to read a verse in just the next chapter, Revelation 21, and it just kind of says what we're talking about as it's describing the new creation, and it's going to get into the new Jerusalem. It describes the reality of death and Hades being in the lake of fire.
然后在这21章里面就讲到了新耶路撒冷来到，讲到了新天新地来到地上。
So this is verse 4.
第四节。
And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall not exist anymore. Nor grief, nor cry, nor distress shall exist anymore, for the former things have passed away.
第四节，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
Notice death shall not exist anymore.
这里讲到不再有死亡。
There's even something pretty neat in chapter 22 that the tree of life, the leaves of it, can heal the nations if they break an arm. They can be repaired because no one is going to die.
在这里22章讲到那些在城里的树上的叶子有医治功能。如果有人手臂受伤了，他就会得到医治，没有人再有死亡。
Okay, so I think we could see in the very future, the last enemy of God is death, and we can see his defeat in the lake of fire, and then there's a time forever that death is no longer happening, and people live for eternity.
我们可以看到最终的一个图画，就是那最后死亡也被扔到了火湖，然后不再有死亡，然后之后人就有了永远的生命。
And the first one to get all of that experience is Christ himself.
然后第一个有所有这一切的经历的就是基督他自己。
In him, death could have no victory.
在他里面死亡不能再得胜。
And we're going to get into a little bit of how that works with humans, but with the Lord Jesus, you can just think for a second, he never had the issue of sin.
我们想到我们主耶稣的时候，主耶稣他从来没有罪。
When humans first touched death, it was because humans sinned. And when Adam and Eve sinned, death started the day they took it.
当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，当他们犯罪的时候就开始有了死。
So as far as humans are concerned, death started to work and destroy and affect us.
对于人来说，那么死就开始了工作，开始了毁灭，开始影响我们。
But with the Lord Jesus, it was different. Sin never touched him.
但对主耶稣是不一样，罪从来没有触摸到主。
So it's kind of like when he said something about Satan, and he said, the ruler of this world comes, but in me he has nothing.
讲到撒旦的时候，他是讲到这个世界的王来了，但在我里面一无所有。
All right, we'll get back to this, but basically just to remember, he's the first one that kind of did all of the conquering of death and Hades himself.
我们一会儿会重新来讲，这里我们就注意到他是第一个胜过了那死亡和阴间的一切死。
And in the very end, he's going to bring a final conquering of death and Hades.
然后最终他会带来一个最后的对于死亡和阴间的得胜。
And in between those two things, he's conquering death and Hades inside of the believers and with the church.
然后在这期间，他就在信他的人身上和教会当中做那胜过死亡和阴间的工作。
Now I've been talking about death like it's some person.
我好像讲死亡好像像一个人一样。
But actually death in the Bible is personified.
那的确是在圣经当中死亡是有于人性化的。
It's almost like with some software, we know it's software and it has no personality, but we might call it a name and talk to it and we say it has artificial intelligence.
你知道有的一些软件虽然它是没有生命的，但是呢好像我们就是给他一个名字名称，然后我们与他交谈，好像他有一个人性化。
There's things about death that are kind of more like a personality.
死亡有些特性就好像带着一个人性化的。
And so death is doing things, death is working, and the Lord treats death as an entity to be defeated.
然后死亡他好像就在那里工作，有些特性。然后主耶稣好像就针对死亡，好像就像他有一个人性一样。
For example, if you've heard of the four horsemen, the fourth one on the pale horse is called Death. Death is the one riding the pale horse, and what follows him is Hades.
大家知道在启示录当中讲呢，骑在四匹马上面的有一个最后的一个灰色的马上面就是死亡，他就是从阴间。
All right, so Hades follows because a lot of people are dying and they go into the place.
阴间就跟随着他。为什么讲阴间跟随他呢？因为有很多死亡人死了，然后他们就到了阴间。
All right. Now, seeing that this is personified, there's a text back in 1 Corinthians 15 where there's like a shout of victory toward the enemy death. It's at the end of that chapter.
然后在哥林多前书15章在最后那一段的时候就有讲到说 对于神的仇敌的呼喊得胜胜过他们。
And as they've gone through the chapter and they've been talking about how we will be raised and we will get a new body, this final thing is just describing the ultimate of once the new body is upon us, the eternal body that will never die.
在15章在最后面讲到说我们会得了一个新的属灵的身体。当我们得到这个新的属灵的身体的话，那就有一个永恒在我们身上，我们就不会再死。
So this is verse 54.
就是54章54节。
When this corruptible, meaning the corruptible body, shall put on incorruptibility, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall come to pass the word that's written, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting? Where, O death, is your victory?
54章54节。这必朽坏的即变成不朽坏的，这必死的即变成不死的。那是经上所记，死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。 死啊,你得胜的权势在哪里?死啊,你的毒钩在哪里?
Now, this case is not describing death and Hades going into the lake of fire. It's not describing the final defeat.
这里不是讲到死亡和阴间进到火湖里,讲到他们最后的被击败。
But it's describing the final defeat with us and with the church, when death is swallowed up in victory with through the church.
这里所讲到的是说, 在我们里面的，在教会里面的对死亡的得胜的呼喊。
The Lord wants to defeat all of His enemies not single-handedly by Himself, but with Him and the Church.
主想要胜过所有的仇敌，不是他自己就胜过所有的仇敌，而是他和教会一同来胜过所有的仇敌。
And so the victory that He gets, He has to bring it to us and bring us into the victory, and then He'll finish all of His enemies.
所以他所带来的得胜，他自己带来也要把教会让我们一同来带来得胜，然后最后他胜过所有的仇敌。So
this scripture that death is swallowed up in victory actually is fulfilled when the church finally gets all of the new bodies in the church.
这里讲到说死你得胜的权势在哪里？最终讲到就是当全教会都得到了新的身体之后，胜过了死亡。
For some of us, that would be that we've fallen asleep and we rise up and we have a resurrection body.
我们当中可能有些人是睡了，然后我们又醒了起来，我们复活，我们有个新的复活的身体。
And then for others, it's like a mystery, like immediately you're standing here and suddenly your body changes in a twinkling of an eye and death is swallowed up in victory and you have a resurrection body.
然后对我们另一些人的时候，就在一瞬之间，虽然我们站立在这里，然后在一眨眼之间，我们就穿上了复活的一个身体。That's
the description there of the rapture.
这就是讲到了被提的描述。Rapture,
the cool thing about rapture is not just that we fly away from the earth.
最关于被提最奇妙的不是我们从地上飞起来。
Actually, the victory of it is the transformation that happens with our bodies. And death, which is upon our bodies as we get sick and old and lose our hair, suddenly it's swallowed up in victory with resurrection body.
这个最奇妙的得胜不是说好像我们到了哪里，而是说就在我们身体当中发生，我们身体里面就发生了复活的生命。我们弟兄讲开玩笑说，就长起了头发，就生起生命活出来的时候，这个是最奇妙的地方。头发。
So I just wanted to bring that up to say, like, in God's heart, He's looking for the victory over death and Hades in us and in the church, and it's what He's currently doing. It's pretty amazing.
我想说的是，神他现在在看到的得胜。 要发生是在我们身上，在教会当中，这是神非常奇妙的心意。Now
remember that in that quote of scripture it says, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?"
55节说，死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？So
he goes on to describe what that means. He interprets like the sting of death.
在这里，他就给我们解释讲死的毒钩在哪里。And
then verse 56 says, "Now the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory by our Lord Jesus Christ."
56节，死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。57节，感谢神，我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
So death has a stinger, and that is sin.
死它有一个毒钩，就是罪。
So when death is working, it's like you get stabbed by this needle, by this like a scorpion would get you, and it's actually sin.
当好像死亡在那里工作的时候，你就被扎了，就像一个蝎子毒钩一样，这个毒钩就是罪。
And then sin itself can have a power to it, and the power of sin is the law.
罪它本身好像有一个权势，它权势就是律法。
All right, I want to try to understand this a little more, so I want to add some scripture that's really similar to this. This is in Romans chapter 5.
我希望再加一些经节，让大家更清楚这段的经节，就是在罗马书第五章。
I know we're reading a lot of verses, but I didn't want to just refer to all these things and we maybe don't remember some of these verses.
我讲了很多的经节，我讲到这个索引是让大家能够记住这些，不要忘记。
And also I think it's really fun to look at this together.
我们一同来看这些经节也很有帮助。
So Romans 5 verse 12, it says a lot of the same stuff that we read in 1 Corinthians.
罗马书五章十二节讲到了我们哥林多前书所读的很多经节。
Remember in 1 Corinthians how we read, like, by one man sin came in, and then by one man life has come to others who believe?
在哥林多书里面我们看到借着一个人死进到世界，一个人生命进到来到世界拯救。
Okay, so verse 12 says, For this reason, even as by one man sin entered into the world, and by sin death, and thus death passed upon all men, for all have sinned.Until law, sin was in the world, but sin was not put in account when there was no law. But death reigned from Adam until Moses, even upon those who had not sinned in the likeness of Adam's transgression, who's the figure of him to come.
罗马书第五章十二节十三节，就这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。没有律法之先，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。然而从亚当到摩西，死做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的，也在他权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预象。
All right, verse 19. For as indeed by the disobedience of the one man, that's Adam, the many have been constituted sinners, so also by the obedience of the one, Jesus, the many will be constituted righteous.But law came in order that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace has overbounded. In order that even as sin reigned in the power of death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
19节，因一人的悖逆降了亚当，众人成为罪人，照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多。只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。就如罪叫作王叫人死，照样恩典也接着义作王，叫人因我们主耶稣基督得永生。
Now again, it's describing just kind of mankind's history and the interruption of the Adam history, where Jesus comes in and starts a new thing.
这是讲到人类的历史，也讲到在亚当犯罪的这个故事当中，如何主耶稣进来，然后再给人称义生命。
God had said, the day you eat of that tree, if you do this sin, you will die that day.
神告诉亚当，你要吃那树的果子的时候，你就要死。
So God had told them that death would come if they sinned.
神告诉他们，如果他们犯罪，就会带来死亡。
And death did come when they sinned.
当他们犯罪的时候，真的带来了死亡。
And then death started to be a ruler and reigned over mankind all the way from Adam until Moses.
然后死就在那里做了王，就直接从亚当直到摩西都在那里做王。
And in one sense, when Moses came with the law, it wasn't that death stopped. It was that sin became more powerful. Remember, the power of sin is the law.
然后当摩西带来律法的时候，并不是那时好像罪就停止了工作，但是呢，因着带来了律法，所以罪就更加有权势了。
Paul said, I was doing okay until the law came and told me I should not covet, and then I was destroyed.
保罗说过，没有知道律法以前，我本是不知道罪。当律法知道律法之后，说不可以贪心，我却贪婪，结果就落在了罪里面。
But in the same way that death took over and ruled and destroyed mankind, when Christ came in, he brought in a new wave of life.
所以就当罪在那里把人带到死里的时候，当主耶稣来的时候，把人带进了新的生命里。
So his resurrection life is undoing what the death has brought all the way up until his point.
他复活的生命就在那里，要把死所做的工作都除去。
When death started to reign, it started on day one. Just like God said, the day you eat of this, you will die.
就像圣经说，你吃的那一日就必定死。所以当罪进来的那一日，他们就开始了死亡。
So when sin happened, it was like a sting came out from death and stuck inside of Adam and Eve, and the spirit inside of them just died that moment when they sinned.
所以当他们犯罪的时候，那死亡的毒钩就好像钉在了亚当夏娃的身上，然后当他们犯罪的时候就开始了死亡。
And with that stab of sin that came, and death started to work right away, and they were dead spiritually to God.
然后当死亡在他们身上开始工作的时候，他们在属灵上就向着神就开始了死亡。
Now they had just taken up the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So their minds, or even maybe their conscience, was expanded to know good from evil in a large way.
当他们刚吃了分别善恶树的果子，他们都好像思想头脑好像就被扩增了，他们好像就更多的知道关于善和恶的事。
But in their spirit, they had just died, and they had to hide from God.
但是他们的灵却死了，他们却要向神是隐藏的。
Now then death started working.
然后死亡就开始了工作。
And basically, from Adam and Eve, up until the flood, death started to destroy their souls.
所以从亚当夏娃直到洪水的时候，死亡就开始毁灭他们的魂。
And sin after sin piled up, and death came upon them, and all of that moral knowledge started to disappear.
所以罪就在他们身上，死亡就在他们身上不断反复的工作。他们所头脑中所得到那些关于伦理的很多知识就都消失了。
They knew right from wrong, but eventually, after like 1500 years, they lost the knowledge of right and wrong.
他们虽然知道什么是对，什么是错。但在那1500年的之后，他们就失去了知道伦理什么是对，什么是错。
So you can see the death of the spirit overflowed, and it became like a death of their souls.
大家看到了，那死亡的灵就在他们身上来彰显，最后变成他们魂里面的死亡。
Now people did die, but they lived a really long time. They lived almost like 1,000 years.
那时候人也会死去，但他们能活得很久，他们甚至活快到1000年。
But throughout that time, there was, because of the moral corruption, death had a really large victory upon mankind.
在那时，因为人伦理的沦丧，所以在死亡在人身上有极大的胜利。
And it would seem like the battle between death and God was being won by death. And God declared, mankind has become flesh, totally corrupt morally.
在那个时候，这个死亡和神的征战当中，好像死亡占了上风。那时候神就宣告，那时候说人是完全的败坏，人属血气的。
And so they were dead spiritually, and they were corrupt in their souls. And God said, "I'm going to now kill all of humanity."
他们就在他们灵里是死亡的，然后他们整个的伦理都沦丧了。所以说，现在神说他要审判毁灭所有的人类。
The Bible says the wages of sin is death. And so God's righteous judgment is all of this has to die.
圣经告诉我们说罪的工价就是死，所以在神公义的审判当中，神说这一切都要死。
So then all animals on the planet, all humans on the planet were going to be wiped out with water.
所有地上的牲畜所有人类都要被水所淹没。
And this actually happens. So everybody's gone, everybody dies suddenly. All those many souls, they all go down into Hades. And death and Hades have gotten their victory. And they have all these new souls suddenly all at once, as all the bodies die in the water.
然后当那洪水来的时候，有那么多的生命都死掉了，好像是死亡和阴间得胜了，有那么突然那么多的人都跑到了死亡和阴间里。
And all that were left were like 8 souls that made it through the water.
只有诺亚一家八口在洪水当中被保存下来。
Looking at it, you would definitely say that death has had its victory.
如果看这件事情，你会说好像死亡它得胜了。
And more people are born, but now something starts to change with the next generation and the next generation with their bodies.
然后就会更多的之后呀，之后就更多的人生下来，但一代一代他们身体就不一样了。
Death starts to rule not only over the spirit and the soul, but starts to destroy the bodies of the humans.
死亡不但是在人的灵、人的魂当中得胜占全势，而且开始在他们身体当中得胜。
And this may be a place in Genesis where we just kind of ignore because it's so strange with the how old all those people lived.
有的时候我们在创世纪常常去跳过这一段，那里，但是我们看见那里说人的寿数是多少。
But one thing you'll notice before the flood is people could live in their 900s pretty easily.
大家看在洪水之前，很多人都会活900多岁。
And right after the flood, they started dying off in really early ages, like 500.
然后洪水之后，他们好像就很早就会死亡，就有的人500岁就死掉。
And then it went down like they're just little kids at age 200 and something, they were dying.
然后之后呢，好像他们就是好像在200岁还像小孩子的时候，他们就会死去了。
And many of us, we really know the story of Abraham, but Abraham, he didn't even make it to 200.
但我们都知道亚伯拉罕的故事，但我们知道亚伯拉罕没有活到200岁。
If you live to just 175, you're just dying like a teenager back then.
在那个时候，如果你175岁死的时候，你好像只是一个青少年。
Right before Abraham was born is right around the time when Noah would be dying.
在亚伯拉罕生下来的时候，就是诺亚正要死去的时候。
So possibly maybe Abraham's grandfather or dad or someone, they would be able to have met Noah.
可能是亚伯拉罕的祖父，他们可能就是认识诺亚。
And Noah lived to be like 950 years old.
诺亚活了950岁。
So then you've got this ancestry, and then suddenly everybody's dying so young.
你在那时候好像有这个祖父祖辈，然后之后下面的人都很快的死去。
Jacob's dying at like 137, just getting started.
雅各他137岁就死了，好像刚开始生命。
Earlier, before the flood, when you see people when they have their kid, they're like, you know, older than Jacob.
在洪水之前，那些当人生孩子的时候，他们都比雅各要老。
So anyway, death is ruling over the bodies, and you get to Moses' parents, and they're still in the 130s.
然后呢，死就在人身体上开始工作。如果看摩西的父母的话，他们还活到了130多岁。
Now, from our perspective, we look at Moses, and we're like amazed that he lived to be 120 years old.
从我们的角度时候，常常我们会吃惊，摩西竟然活到了120岁。
But Moses was a transitional person, and he realized death has destroyed our bodies.
但是摩西就是一个在那里转接的一个人，他已经意识到了死亡开始毁灭我们的身体。
So he's the one who wrote, people basically were dying in their 70s at that point.
所以他在那个时候写，那时候人一生的年岁是70岁。
And he said, if you're pretty strong, you'll make it to 80.
若是强壮的话，可以活到80岁。
He just saw like our time is so short now because our bodies are dying so soon now.
他看到我们的在地上时间是这样的辗转，因为我们身体就这样很快的毁坏。
Obviously, none of this is God's intention. His intention was not for death to rule over humanity and for us to live in fear of death for our whole lives.
但这并不是神对人类的旨意，他并不想让人一生因为怕死就在那里害怕。
Death has been a terrible enemy to God and to us humans.
死亡是神的一个败坏的一个仇敌，是我们人的仇敌。
But God foresaw what would happen with death.
但神看见了死亡所要带来的事情。
What's amazing is that even before he created the universe, the Lord, our Lord Jesus, as the Son of God, he was the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of this world.
最奇妙的就是在神在创立这世界以前，他就看到我们主耶稣就是那已经被杀的羔羊，在创世以前。
It's not that he technically died before creating the earth. It's that the decision of I will defeat death, I will go through death, that happened before the earth was created.
并不是说主在那个之前就是已经被杀了，而是讲在创造地球以前这样的一个决定。这样的主是一个被杀的羔羊，就已经在勇士当中被决定了。
But he also knew that he would rise from the dead.
但他也知道他会死里复活。
This is even built into our creation. That's why at this time of spring, We can see a lot of life coming out of death.
这个就是在神的创造当中已经蕴藏在那里。就在春天的时候，我们就可以看到这样的情形。
From the seasons, from the way the plants operate, you can see that the creator of the universe knew about death and resurrection as he got it started.
我们看到四季，看到这些生物的生长季节的变化，我们看见创造的主在这些创造当中就已经隐藏了死，然后隐藏了这复活。
And so even before Jesus went to the cross and took on death and defeated death, God already started to base his plans on that cross.
在耶稣上十字架上胜过仇敌从死里复活之前，神就在他的计划当中已经把所有的事情都把十字架都计划在他的神的整个的计划当中。
While he's giving out the curses for those sins, he's giving a prophecy that there will come a time when the enemy will be defeated at the cross.
当神咒诅那些罪的时候，他在那里也讲到了预言，有一天神要在十字架上胜过他的仇敌。
And with the dead spirit, unable to worship God, God made a way for humans to worship him by the blood of these animals.
因着人死的灵，人不能够再敬拜神，但神却为我们预备了一条道路，就借着这些牲畜的血，牺牲的血，让我们可以敬拜神。
So it's like death had its stinger inside of Adam and Eve, and then God slew an animal, and blood was shed for them, and they were clothed with an animal skin, and they were no longer naked.
就好像说，当死，在亚当夏娃的生命当中工作的时候，神就让这些动物的血，为亚当夏娃流出，然后而且让这些动物的皮毛给他们穿做衣服，做这样，然后呢，亚当夏娃可以在这个神的旨意救赎当中。
Now they had a way to worship God, a way to like pierce through the dark clouds of death and find God again.
这样他们给他们一条道路，他们可以敬拜神，可以在仇敌死的这个打碎死的这个样拘谨，让他们有一条道路可以敬拜神。
And so their son Abel practiced this also, and his worship as the animal was killed and blood was shed, his worship was sweet to God, and God saw it, and he saw the cross, and he said, "Forgiven, welcome to my presence."
所以亚伯他也这样来敬拜神，当他把那祭牲杀死的时候，流出血的时候，主一神在那里看到说，他就借着好像就借着这十字架。在这里来敬拜神。
And sin crouching all around Cain, his brother, death just furious at the ability of somebody to overcome death, worked upon Cain, and Cain killed his brother physically.
然后死亡好像就看到了神这样的救赎工作，然后去借着该隐，然后把亚伯杀害。
You can see this battle raging, and this man who broke through the problem of death,and worshipped God, his body just got destroyed, and now his body is dead in the ground. He's buried.
我们就看到这里死和这个死复活之间的这个征战。然后现在呢，当这个亚伯他本来是可以借着这样的献祭，可以好像冲破着死亡，然后到神面前来敬拜。但是死亡和仇敌却要这样来攻击他，让他身体被打死，然后埋在地里。
It looks like death is winning this battle. It had stabbed Cain with the sin in his spirit, but also it was getting into his soul and corrupting his thoughts. And he had hatred, and then he sinned again and he murdered his brother.
然后好像这里好像是死亡在这里得胜了，他就在那该隐的心思身体上身上来实行他的工作，然后好像把死亡和工作死亡和罪的工作能够得胜，然后把就生命打死。
Now Abel's blood, in a sense, was crying out from the ground. God heard the righteous man had been killed for no good reason.
所以亚伯的血在地里向神呼喊，向这一个义人没有说什么正当的原因，却被打死。
And what would seem like a win for death actually became a larger defeat against death.
这好像表面上是好像死亡在那里得胜了，其实是带进了死亡的被击败。
And so the first one that went down into Hades, the first human that went down there was protected by the presence of God. He went to a place in Hades That's for the saints. Because he had worshipped by the blood of the Lamb.
第一个其实进到了阴间的人，确实带着一个得胜， 因为他带着同在， 因为他带着那个血进到了阴间。
So even the place of Hades, where death is just waiting for souls to come to, as the first one drops down, there's like a bubble around him, and God establishes his own kingdom inside of Hades.
就是当阴间在那里预备着人要来的时候呢， 但是呢，在第一个来的人的时候，好像神就在身边，给他一个像一个泡沫一样。他到了阴间，在神在阴间为他这一个人预备了一个地方。This
is the place that Jesus would later call paradise, or he would later call Abraham's bosom.
这里就是主耶稣在后面所讲到的，是阴间里的乐园，就是亚伯拉罕的怀里。
And death being all furious in Hades with this place, and now there's a bubble that it can't mess with because there's a saint of God inside of it.
然后死亡就在那里，好像在那里发怒，但是呢，他却不能够做什么，因为在那个圣徒身上好像有一个这样的一个防护的罩一样，因为这是神所为他所预备的地方。
And there you have a soul whose body died, but he is not going to stay dead for eternity. That man in Hades is going to rise and be with God forever.
在那里有一个阴间的人，然而他却是不会在死亡被死亡永远所拘禁，因为他神有一天他要让他复活。So
it's like, death, where is your victory?
所以这里讲到说死啊，你的得胜在哪里？
Now, another thing that happened out of that was his next brother, hearing of the story, and his name was Seth. His next brother took up the same lifestyle.
另一个发生的故事就是他的另一个弟兄赛特，他也开始同样的生活，知道了这样的故事。
When Seth had a child, he just named him basically a weakling, and it says in the Bible that men began to call on the name of the Lord from that time on.
然后当赛特有一个儿子的时候，给他一个名字，是好像比较一个软弱的人。
Now, calling on the name of the Lord would include that way of worship like Abel, where you come by the blood and God accepts you, and you call on his name that way, you worship him.
这个讲到呼求主的名，那就是说他是用这样的像亚伯一样，然后有牺牲的血，然后来呼求主的名来敬拜主。
Now the majority of souls kept falling down into Hades, but there were always this string of people that called on the name of the Lord out of a pure heart, and they were defeating death and Hades in their lifetime and even when they died.
然后虽然地上不断的有死人进到了阴间，但是一直是有这一系列的人，他们来呼求主的名，有一个清洁的心来敬拜主，然后他们是在阴间所。
And in an amazing way, God took one man who walked with him, Enoch, and he just said, death is not going to touch his body at all. And he took him off the earth, and he never died.
然后这里呢，就有一个特别的人物，神说，死亡甚至不能触摸他的身体，就是以诺，所以他与神同行，神就把他从地上提走。
So all throughout time, all throughout even up until Moses, God had his people that were overcoming by the blood, they were overcoming death in Hades.
所以一直到摩西的时候，神就有一群属他的子民，借着宝血在阴间也能够得胜。
The man who made it through the waters that destroyed all those people, he was calling on the name of the Lord. He would sacrifice and the blood would forgive him of his sin.
然后那个从水里得出来、得救出来的人，他也会献祭，然后借着这些血，他也被从自己的罪当中得到拯救。
When the law came and sin became more powerful in its ability to convict or to judge you, God also brought in the sacrifices at the same time.
然后当律法被赐予的时候，罪好像在那里权势更加昌盛起来，但是同时，神也赐下了献祭。
It really seems like death was winning. Even as they got the law, everybody started sinning down at the bottom of the mountain.
好像罪在那里得胜的时候，虽然律法被赐给他们的时候，但他们在山下就开始犯了罪。
And they're no longer slaves in Egypt, but they just immersed themselves. They all got stung with the stings of death, and they all started sinning down there.
虽然他们不在埃及为奴，然而他们却在那里仍然。 被死亡的毒钩所伤害，然后在那里罪在那里拘谨他们。
And they were sinning sins unto death, and many of them perished because of that.
他们因着犯罪而所有很多的人有灭亡了。
The power of sin is the law.
所以罪的权势就是那律法。
And so even Aaron, who would be the one to lead the way in worship into the presence of God as the high priest, he sinned that time with the golden calf, a sin unto death.
虽然亚伦在那时候应该是作为祭司、大祭司带领以色列百姓进入神的敬拜当中，但是也因为着进牛犊，他也犯了当死的罪。
At the end of his life, he wouldn't live out his normal full course of his life. As soon as they took off his garments as a priest, he died.
然后在他生命尽了的时候，当人把他祭司的衣服脱下来的时候，他就死去了。
And the Bible says he died because of the golden calf sin. His sin, that specific sin, was what killed him later on.
圣经里特别的讲到，就是因为那金牛犊的罪，就这个罪就把他杀害了。
And basically that whole generation that got the law and they built the tabernacle, in their short course of traveling, they murmured 10 times and they sinned and sinned until it finally was a sin unto death.
所以那一个时代的人，虽然他们有律法，他们建了会幕，然而但他们却在那里不断的抱怨，然后不断的犯罪，然后最后他们也死在了旷野。
It's as if everything God was trying to do, death was attacking it in full force.
好像神所做的一切工作的时候，罪都在那里用他全部的权势在那里攻击。
So death's victory seems to be that all of those Israelites are going to die physically in the wilderness and they're not going to make it into the promised land.
所以死在那里做的攻击就让好像那所有出埃及的人都死在旷野，没有办法进到应许之地。
And Moses himself, the leader of them all, the one who got the law, he sinned a sin unto death when he got frustrated with them.
正是摩西神的仆人把律法赐给他们的人，他也犯了当时的罪。
And he struck the rock too much and he misrepresented God and God said, you're going to now die outside of the promised land and because of your sin.
因着他的发怒，他没有遵循神的话，击打了磐石两下，所以神告诉他，他也进不了应许之地。
What was meant to be a victorious march to the promised land with Moses leading and Aaron leading the worship and all these people that were freed slaves and saw miracles coming in became a whole nation of death, and they all died instead.
本来这是摩西神借着摩西赐下律法，亚伦要带领他们敬拜，他们要进到得胜的，进到了应许之地。但现在好像给大家看到一幅图画，都是因为他们的罪死在了旷野。
But thanks be to God who always gives us the victory in Christ Jesus.
但是感谢神，在耶稣基督里，他带领我们进入得胜。
They started to have the blood of the animals, and they started to worship God, and they started to come into His presence.
他们开始有那流血的献祭，然后他们进到神的同在当中，他们来敬拜神。
And that very law, which is the power of sin, God turned it around, and it became the power of resurrection.
但是同样的那罪的律，神就把它改变成来，然后变成了那复活的律。
And as they wandered around in the wilderness, picking up bread every day, they learned the lesson that man lives by the word of God daily.
然后当他们在旷野的时候，每天靠着捡玛纳来生活的时候，他们学到了这样的功课，人是天天靠着神的话语而生活。
This is really the first time they got the scriptures. And as the scriptures were spoken, life came inside of them and their souls started to lose the death corruption upon them.
这是他们最开始有圣经的时候，然后就是这些神的话对他们说的时候，然后他们就好像活了过来。
And now they had so many sacrifices and they understood sacrifices, so they were spiritually defeating death by the blood of the lambs.
然后他们有这样各样的献祭，然后这样的献祭的时候，他们活过来，然后就能够胜过这些死亡。
And they began to defeat death in the soul by the law being written in their hearts. And they began to know right and wrong. And all that corruption was undone by the law coming into them.
然后当律法，圣灵把律法写在他们心上的时候，然后那些就生命复活的生命在他们身上就开始活过来，胜过死亡。
Now at the same time what happened is, as you're getting saved, you're also falling apart. And this is what happens to us.
然后同时在他们身上也发生，当他们得救的时候，他们开始好像也是有一些分散被开始被分散。
I know those hard to say.
For example,
他们也别有一些失败的地方。
As they're getting delivered from sins, from death's work on them, they're also realizing just how bad they really are.
然后也是当他们从死亡当中被拯救的时候，他们可以意识到他们自己是多么的糟糕。
Those of us that walk with the Lord more and more and break bread more and more, we have a sense of our sin more and more.
我们那些与主同行的，与主有更多交通的，我们也更多的感受到我们身上的罪。
And then the more you learn of the Word of God, the more you realize just how bad your flesh is.
当你更多知道神的话的时候，你也知道自己的肉体是多么的败坏。
But God's secret weapon with all of this and with the law is that every bit of it leads us to our need for a Savior.
但是神对这一切所发生的，对这一切律法所里面的神的特别的方法，就是让我们更多的感受到我们需要一位救主。
I'm falling apart, but when I look to Jesus, suddenly everything is just right.
虽然我们好像是很糟糕、很失败，但是我们一看到主耶稣的时候，我们发现所有事情都对了。
You know that moment right after you've been cleansed by the blood, and His presence is there with you, and you're just like.Everything's fine. Hallelujah.
你记得那一刻你被他的宝血所洁净的时候，那个时候你发现他的同在，你就会发现一切都是很好的，你就在那里赞美敬拜主。
It might be that time when you're so ashamed of not doing what God called you to do, but you sit back and He comforts you with His love, and you're just like, thanks be to God, He always gives us victory in Christ at least.
然后很多时候当你意识到你没有回应顺服神的呼召的时候，但是呢，你在那里，在神的同在当中，你突然意识到所有的一切的得胜都在耶稣基督里，你心里平安，感谢赞美主。
Really, what He's working in us is, without Him, we cannot do anything.
他在我们身上的工作就是，若离了他，我们不能做任何的事。
He's bringing us back to the Garden of Eden, and He's teaching us how to take of the Tree of Life.
他把我们带回到伊甸园里，让我们知道如何吃分生命树的果子。
And so that in our time, we know that our Lord Jesus, death did not have any sting inside of His spirit or soul, and even His body that was raised from the dead.
我们知道死亡在我们的主身上没有任何的权势，甚至他的复活的身体上也一点权势都没有。
And for us, more than any humans at any time period,Death has no victory in us in that we get born again in our spirits when we believe on Jesus.
对于我们在所有的人类世代当中，当我们相信了耶稣重生的时候，死亡在我们身上不再有权势。
That moment you believe on Him, just like the day you eat of it, you will surely die. The moment we believe on Jesus, we will surely live for eternity.
就像主说你吃分别善恶树的那日你必死。但同样的，就在我们相信主耶稣。在那个时候，我们就得到了永生，我们要永远的活着。
And then the Lord begins to work on us the salvation of grace, and He begins to undo all of the work of death inside of us.
所以神就在我们身上开始他恩典的拯救的工作，他就在我们身上要除去死亡一切的作为。
So just like death reigned from Adam up until Moses, right now grace is reigning in us.From Christ all the way until He returns.
就好像死从亚当到摩西在那个些世代当中的工作，同样神的恩典也在我们的身上，相信主耶稣的身上，直到永远开始的工作。
And the reason I wanted to look into the future and see when death has its final defeat is because I want to see where the Lord's taking us right now.
我原因是想要看到最终最后。死亡是怎么样被主所击败的目的是为了让我们看清主现在如何带领我们。
And we look in the past at death because we want to see what the Lord's delivering us from and all of this fight with death.
我们看过去神跟死亡的征战是什么样子，也让我们明白神也是怎么样来带领我们。
I just wanted to mention something that we can actually do like right now to experience the goodness of the victory of Christ in his resurrection.
我就想提到一些我们现在可以做的，让我们可以经历主呢胜过死亡，他的复活的生命。
Now remember, every bit of victory over death is centered upon what our Lord Jesus has done on the cross, how he has defeated death.
我们知道所有的对于死亡的得胜的工作都是集中在我们主耶稣他在十字架上怎样胜过的。
So the first thing that deals with death, like today, right now, is that in our hearts, we open up our hearts to behold the Lord Jesus and let him deal with us.
第一件事情就是我们的打开我们的心，然后让我们来看见主，让他在我们生命中开始工作。
You may have death upon you, and you may have a condemnation upon you, and you may have a defeat upon you, but as you look to the Lord Jesus, his life begins to shine and repair all of those things.
你虽然在你身上好像有死亡的工作，有定罪，有失败，但是当你去仰望主耶稣的时候，他的生命就在你身上开始工作。
If there's sins that we've done, and we open up to the Lord, He washes us clean by the precious blood.
如果我们有些犯罪，有些我们去仰，但是我们转眼仰望耶稣的时候，他的宝血就遮盖我们。
But if you've been under the defeat of death, I think this is the harder thing for many of us Christians right now.
如果你已经被死亡在你身上有得胜了，这是我们基督徒所现在面临很难的题。
But when you look at the Lord, he not only cleanses you, he gives you hope in his victory, his resurrection life.
但是当你仰望着主的时候，不但主会洗净赦免你的罪，而且他会给你生命，给你希望。
The cleansing is to do with his death, his blood. But when you behold the Lord, there's his resurrection, which gives you the hope that you can actually overcome sin in your life.
他的宝血，他的赦免是针对罪的工作。但是当你去仰望主的时候，他会把希望和复活的生命所赐给你，就是他复活的工作。
So that's kind of the first big one I'd recommend is like, do a stare down with the Lord long enough to not only be cleansed by the blood, but also to see him in his resurrection and see yourself in his resurrection.
所以第一个我就要告诉大家的是说，我们要不但是知道主的血，主能够赦免我们，而且我们要盯着主，直到我们看见了主的复活、主的生命，而且要继续的盯着，看到了我们也被包括在他的复活和生命当中。
You guys, I think we've seen ourselves enough in our death and in our defeat.
在我们的死，在我们自己的罪当中，我们更已经看到自己够了。
It is time to stop the work of death. Stop the work of Hades upon us.Behold the Lord's victory in his resurrection and see yourself with him in resurrection.
所以现在我们要停止了继续来看我们自己看到死亡的工作罪的工作我们要定睛在主的身上看到他的得胜看到他的复活也看到我们在他的在他的复活和得胜当中。
Now, very quickly, one question that comes up as you're seeing this and you're seeing it's possible is like,Oh no, but what about when I'm tempted again to do the same things that keep defeating me? What do I do?
当你这样看的时候，你可能会有一个问题，在那些引诱我，让我犯罪的时候，我又面临这些问题的时候，我要如何去做呢？
But you see Christ's victory. He had victory over sin and death his whole life, and he conquered temptations also.
我们看到耶稣的得胜，他在他的一生当中，他胜过死亡。胜过罪，而且他要面对试探。
I was down the other day and down in my defeat, and the Lord reminded me that it's His Word that actually brings life to us as well, that quickens us and makes us strong and alive.
有一天，我在我自己的失败当中很消极的时候，主又提醒我，是他的话再一次给我们带来生命，把我们的生命活过来。
And if you're tired of just like defeat and getting back up and defeat and getting back up,There is hope, and we fill ourselves with the Word of God. And when temptation comes, I just want to recommend, just say any kind of Bible verse, and the Lord will overcome. Just contemplate on His Word. And if you fail, just fill yourself with His Word and get back up again. But the Word of God actually makes us alive like this.
很多时候我们常常觉得在我们自己的 软弱跌倒当中，我们跌倒了，我们起来；我们跌倒了，我们起来。但是呢，我就告诉你说，你当你面临这样试探的时候，你就想到主的话，任何主的话都可以起来帮助我们。这就是主的话的工作，让我们能够得胜，胜过这些试探。
So today, just looking around the room at the believers, I just want to tell you guys that He is risen, and His life of resurrection is inside of us right now.
今天我们看看身边我们这些信主的人的时候，我们就要告诉我们彼此说，我们的主已经复活，他复活的生命已经在我们的里面。
And I know we've got thousands of years of death and Hades seeming to surround us, and even time in our own lives, many days of death and Hades being upon us.
我们知道，看到人类历史上上千年，我们旁边身边都是有死亡和阴间，甚至我们个人的生命当中，我们看见死亡和阴间的工作。
But something I didn't read, it's in Revelation 1, it's where Jesus describes himself and he says, I have the keys to death and Hades right now.
但是我们看到在没有读启示录第一章里面的话，耶稣讲到说，我有死亡和阴间的钥匙。
John had fallen down as he saw the Lord, and he fell down and he's overwhelmed.
约翰就倒在了主的脚前，像死了一样。
And it's like Jesus touched him and lifted up his eyes and he said,I'm the one who was dead, but I've become alive again. I'm the living one.
所以耶稣就在那里用手来触摸约翰，告诉他是我是那死了的，如今又活着的。
He has the keys of death and Hades.
他有着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
You know, when he died on the cross, something amazing happened. The moment that he died, he just flew down into Hades, to the place of the dead.
大家知道，当主耶稣死在十字架上，有些奇妙的事情发生。死亡那一刻，他就到了阴间。
Now crazy stuff started to happen. The curtain in the temple got ripped.
然后很多奇怪的事情发生了，圣殿的幔子就从中间裂为两半。
And actually tombs with dead bodies started to break. And when he rose from the dead, saints, some of the saints rose from the dead also and walked around Jerusalem. This is in Matthew. It's really crazy.
然后在马太福音里面讲到很多奇妙的事情就发生，当主复活的时候，甚至很多在坟墓里的也在那里震动，然后甚至有些圣徒从坟墓里出来。
Now, just before this piercing into Hades happened, Jesus is there on the cross for hours, and for 3 hours, death came upon him, and all hell broke loose, and our sins were piled upon him when it became dark.
就在主耶稣站在所有这些复活之前所发生的时候，主耶稣在加上几个小时的时候，他的身体破碎，然后很多好像罪在那里得胜的时候。
That's when he said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
那世界所有的罪都在他的身上，他在那里呼喊说：“神呐、啊，神呐、啊，为什么你要离弃我？”
Every bit of the stings of death were upon him. Every one of our sins came upon him right then.
所有的死亡的毒钩，我们所有的罪都在他的身上。
But check out his victory. Even on the cross, he's able to tell somebody next to him, "You're going to be with me in paradise today."
但是我们看见主的得胜，哪怕在十字架上，他也告诉身边的强盗说，今天你要与我在乐园当中了。
He died and he went down. They went on to bury his body in the tomb.
啊，他死了，人们好像要把他身体放到坟墓当中。
But when he came into Hades, it was like an explosion, and that's why those tombs burst.
当他踏到阴间的时候，好像那些就带来了一个爆炸一样的，所以那些坟墓都开了。
Because at the end of the cross, he shouted his shout of victory and he said, "Finished."
因为在十字架上，最终他喊了那一个得胜的呼喊，说成了。
It was like he grabbed that stinger of death, that sin, and he conquered it right there on the cross.
就好像他拿着死亡的毒钩，他在十字架上，他就胜过了这。
And he laid hold of that stinger and he went down in there to go ahead and fight against death and Hades.
好像他就带着那死亡的骨头下到了阴间，然后胜过死亡和阴间。
So as he goes into Hades, he actually defeats death and he takes the keys of the place. The keys not only to the place of Hades, but the keys to death itself. And he is now Lord and victor over death and Hades.
然后他到了阴间，他好像就是不在那里胜过了死亡。而且他得到了死从好像从死亡的手里得到了钥匙，如今他胜过了死亡阴间，他掌握了死亡阴间的钥匙。
So I just wanted us to know that the one who's in charge of death and Hades is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我就想让大家知道，现在在死亡阴间掌权的是我们主耶稣基督。
He has risen.
他从已经复活。
He is going to throw those two things into the lake of fire. But this moment right now, what he's doing is he's throwing death and Hades away inside of you. This is his current work. He's defeating death and Hades inside of us right this moment, spirit and soul. Every time you get cleansed by the blood, your spirit just conquered death in Hades.
每一次你被神的宝血所洗净的时候，你就胜过了死亡阴间。
Every time you fix your eyes on the risen one, the life rises up inside of you and you defeat death in Hades.
每一次当你的眼睛定睛在那从死里复活的那一位的时候，那生命在里面发生，你就胜过了死亡和阴间。
And the way that this works is if you keep walking and you end up falling asleep, you just defeated death in Hades because your body will rise up and be swallowed up in a new body.
哪怕说你在这地上生活有一天你睡了，但是当你复活的时候，你也带着一个复活的身体，你胜过了死亡和阴间。Or
some of us in this room may be walking like Enoch, and suddenly death is just swallowed up in victory because your body is just gone and it's swallowed up with this new body that's eternal, and you get raptured.
我们当中也可能像以诺一样，在地上正在生活的时候，有一天，那复活的生命就你就穿上复活的生命，你就复活了，胜过了死亡和阴间。
And the way for that good resurrection or that good rapture to happen is for us to behold the risen one right now and to let him work his victory inside of us today.
对，今天我们就要看仰望那在那位复活的，让他的复活的得胜的生命能够在我们的生活中活出来。
That's all I wanted to say.
这就是我想分享的。
I know I took extra time.
我知道我多讲了一些时间。
I just hope you have the sense like I do, like the sense of hallelujah, Christ is the victor.
我就希望你也有跟我同样的感受，就是哈利路亚，耶稣得胜。
Forget about last week. You have hope when we fix our eyes on the Lord. He has risen.
我们要忘记上过去的一周，我们要纪念我们的主，记起他是我们的盼望，他是复活。
His resurrection life is inside of you.
他复活的生命在我们的里面。
And he is defeating, he is putting his enemies under his feet right now.
他现在就在把仇敌踩在他的脚下。
Let's pray together.
让我们一同来祷告。
Death has been swallowed up in victory.
死亡已经被得胜所吞灭。
Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死啊，你的权势在哪里？
Lord, as we behold you, we just say, Amen. This has happened with our Lord Jesus.
主，当我们仰望你的时候，我们就说阿门。这在主耶稣的身上得胜。
Lord, as we behold you, I pray that you would reveal these men and women in Christ and who we really are.
主，当我们仰望你的时候，求你让我们知道我们在你的里面到底在哪里。
Lord, that we would taste of that future age right now and taste of your victory and resurrection. Lord, we repent of so many times of a concluding that death has the victory over us.
主，我们要在你面前悔改，有的时候我们心中有这样的结论，已经以为死亡在我们身上得胜。Lord,
we repent of unbelief.
主，我们为我们的不信来悔改。
Lord, we believe that you died for our sins, that you were buried, and that you've risen from the dead.
主，我们知道，你为我们罪而死，你被埋葬，而且你已经复活。Lord,
we believe that you're on the throne and that you're coming back to take over this earth.
主，我们知道你现在宝座上有一天你要再来，让全地都归你。Lord,
we believe that you will give us new bodies that will never die.
主，我们相信你要赐给我们新的身体，永远不会死。Lord,
we believe that you love us and you will save us to the ultimate.
主，我们相信你爱我们，就救我们到底。Lord,
we believe that you will save us to sin no more.
主，我们相信你救我们不要再犯罪。Lord,
we believe that we will be with you for eternity.
主，我们相信我们将永远与你在一起。Lord,
we just say hallelujah to your victory.
主，我们对你的得胜呼喊哈利路亚。In
Jesus' name, amen.
奉靠耶稣的名。
我们唱，虽然时间有点久了，但我们唱一节的诗歌109。109，stanza number 3。 109首第三节，然后我们结束我们今天的聚会。109首第三节。Thank you.